بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again to the Fiqh program. Last week we had discussed the Salat of Eid and just a few aspects of the Sunnahs of the day of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Today we will go through some of the aspects of the Eid Salah itself and how to perform the Eid Salah. Now we know that the Eid Salah is primarily performed by the males, but because it comes only twice a year, sometimes we tend to forget the procedure as to how the Eid Salah is actually performed. So we know the Eid Salah firstly is wajib, and it has six extra takbirs. So these six extra wajib takbirs is what distinguishes it from other salahs, what is different from the other types of salat, and is exclusive to the salah of Eid itself. If we look at the Jumu'ah salah, is also two rakats, and the Eid salah is also two rakats, and everything else about the salah is the same except for these six extra wajib takbirs. So when we are performing the Eid Salah niyat should be made that I am performing two rakats of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, doesn't matter. It is the same. The procedure for the Eid Salah for both Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha is the same. A person can say that I am performing two rakats of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha wajib, with six extra takbirs behind the imam. With six extra takbirs behind the imam. Then the person will fold the hands after the takbira tahrima and recite thana. So when a person makes Allahu Akbar, like how you start the salah normally, how you start any normal salah, you make the takbira tahrima and you will tie your hands. After reciting the thana, a person will make the three of the six extra takbirs. So three of the six extra takbirs will be made in the beginning of the salah, immediately after the takbir tahrima. So we start the salah by saying Allahu Akbar, tying the hands as normal and reciting Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Thereafter, the three takbirs. The first takbir, you will say Allahu Akbar, raising both the hands up to the ears and bringing them down to the side. The second takbir, again Allahu Akbar, raise the hands to the ears and bring them down to the side. The third takbir, Allahu Akbar, lifting the hands up to the ears, saying the takbir, and then folding them below the navel. Now we learned a very, very easy way to remember it in madrasa by saying band chor chor band. Band chor chor band. Meaning that tie, then leave it, then leave it, then tie. So you tie, leave, leave, and tie. So the first takbir, the takbir tahrima, you're going to tie your hands. The second and the first of the three extra takbirs. So there's four takbirs in total. There's four takbirs in total. The first takbir is your takbir tahrima, the normal one that you start your namaz with. Then there's three extra takbirs. So let's say there's four takbirs in total. So you will tie at the first takbir. You will leave it at the second and third takbir. Leave, when we say leave, we mean that you will raise your hands up to the ears and you will leave them on the side without tying them. And then the fourth takbir, you will raise to your ears and you will tie it. So you will tie, leave, leave, tie. So these are the four takbirs. For the first takbir, you will say Allahu Akbar and tie your hands. Second takbir, Allahu Akbar and leave it on your side. Third takbir, Allahu Akbar and leave it on the side. Fourth takbir, Allahu Akbar and tie. So tie, leave, leave, tie. Band, chor, chor, band. So these are the four takbirs. So what you've done basically is you've made the takbira tahrima and you've made three of the six extra takbirs already. So what remains now is the other three takbirs. Remember, in Eid Salah, there are six extra takbirs. So three of them now you have made in the beginning of Salah. And now we will go through the balance of the Salah and see where do the other three takbirs fit in. Where do we read the other three wajib takbirs? Okay, so we started our salah, Allahu Akbar takbir tahrim, we read thana, then we made our three takbirs, Allahu Akbar, left the hands on the side, Allahu Akbar, left the hands on the side, Allahu Akbar, tied the hands, then you read your thana, or rather your ta'awudh tasmiyah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-rahman ar-rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the whole of surah Fatiha, then you will read a surah. Then you will go into ruku', you will perform sajda, you will come up for the second rakat, you will start the second rakat as normal as well. Bismillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the whole of surah Fatiha, you will read another surah as well in the second rakat. Right, now again, there will be four takbirs again before you go into ruku'. So this is where the second three extra takbirs come into play. Before you go into ruku' for the second rakat. So there's three and then the takbir for ruku' itself. So here again, you will make the first takbir, Allahu Akbar. So now you stood up for the second rakat, you read surah Fatiha, you read a surah. Then you will say, Allahu Akbar, pick up your hands, drop it on the side. Second takbir again, Allahu Akbar, pick your hands up to the ears, leave it on the side. Then the third takbir, Allahu Akbar, pick up your hands and leave it on the side. And then the fourth takbir, you are making the takbir to go into ruku'. So you made three extra takbirs at the beginning of the salah, and now you are making the second three takbirs before you go into ruku' for the second rakat. So let's go through it again. We start the salah, Allahu Akbar, thana. Then Allahu Akbar, leave your hands on the side. Allahu Akbar, leave your hands on the side. Allahu Akbar, tie your hands. Then Surah Fatiha, a surah. Then you go into ruku, sajda, come stand up for the second rakat as normal. Read Surah Fatiha, read a surah. Right, now before going into ruku for the second rakat, you will make your remaining three takbirs. Allahu Akbar, hands on the side. Allahu Akbar, hands on the side. Allahu Akbar, hands on the side. And the fourth Allahu Akbar, you're going to go into ruku' as normal. So there are four takbirs at the beginning of salah. The takbira tahrima plus the first three of the six takbirs. Then after reading the Surah Fatiha surahs, ruku' sajda coming up, Surah Fatiha surah, before going into the second rakat, there's four takbirs. The second of the three takbirs to make six in total, and then the fourth takbir will be for ruku', and then you will complete the salah as normal. That is basically, in a nutshell, how the salat of Eid should be recited. Once everybody goes into ruku' and the salah is completed, then the imam will stand up and deliver the khutbah, and all should sit silently and hear the same. So this is also different from your Jummah Salah, because in the Jummah Salah, we know that we have the khutbah first and we have the salah after the khutbah. Whereas in the salah of Eid, we find that the salah is first and the khutbah is after the salah. So that is the difference. In Jummah, the khutbah is first. In Eid namaz, the namaz is first and followed by the khutbah. There are two khutbahs for Eid as well. The imam sitting for a while in between the two also is masnoon. That is the same procedure as we see in the Jummah khutbahs. There is also two with a break in between where the imam will sit down. And just as we know it is wajib to listen to the khutbah of Jummah Salah, similarly, it is wajib to listen to the khutbah of the Eid Salah as well. That brings us to the end of the Masail with regard to the Eid Salah itself. And hopefully, inshallah, next week we will begin with the namaz of a sick person. And we know that this is a particular problem we find, that people do not understand when they should be seated and when
they should read namaz standing? Should they sit on the floor and read salah? Should they sit on a chair and read salah? What happens if a person is in a hospital bed and is unable to read salah? Is there any way for them to read salah? So the salah of a sick person also is a very, very important aspect to discuss. And once we do this particular chapter, one will come to understand how important it is to read salah, and that salah itself should never be left out, except for the most extreme circumstances. The Sharia has made provision for a person to read salah even though he may not be mobile at all. That is how important a person's salah is. And yet, we find that we push salah aside for the smallest, and most trivial of issues. And inshallah, next week when we are discussing this, then we will understand the importance of reading salah, even though we may be in a situation where we cannot move much or we are immobile. And all of those things, but salah is still should not be neglected. It should still be read. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and grant us understanding. Jazakumullahu khairan. Until next week. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.